Welcome to our Squawkcast. This podcast is about homeschooling in the province of Alberta. We encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back and relax for a few minutes. And now, here are your hosts, Diana Stinn and Jill Mann.
This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our
Squawkcast.
Hey, it's been a little while, Jill.
It has. We've been very, very busy and very, very naughty not doing our our Squawkcasts.
But it's a brand new school year, and so we're back at it. Did you enjoy your summer?
I did. We got lots done around here, and I vaguely remember some time off where we relaxed at the lake. But it seems like so long ago.
Absolutely. So today's podcast is all about what's new at Phoenix. We're super excited to share with you a whole bunch of new things, and hope that you will be excited too.
I know. So it's going to be a good year.
Let's have a little toast. Here we are. We're drinking our bird turd organic. Woohoo! Yeah, so just in case, if you would like a cup of fabulous coffee, we do sell bags of fresh roasted coffee at the front desk. We have Bird Turd Organic, Early Bird, Flock Off.
Flock Off. Yeah, Flock Off. I like that one.
Anyways, all fabulous.
Yep.
$14.95 a bag, and you support your school.
Yeah.
And our habit. To say. Okay, so today's podcast includes a little section on nest news, under our wing, some beak off, some wing feathers, and then finally, what's hatching. Are you ready, Jill?
As ready as I can be.
And we hope you're ready too, because here it comes, fast and furious.
Set the bar high, babe. Set the bar high.
Okay, let's roll into some nest news. So we have lots of new things around Phoenix. Tell us about a couple of things that you were working on this summer.
Oh my goodness. We got new linoleum in the kitchen and in the reception, and it is fabulous. And anyone who remembers the terrible tiles, we're very glad to see that gone. We have freshly repainted the entire reception area, as well as the kitchen. We are also in the process of finalizing our installation of the beautiful tree. You guys have probably heard us talk about it a couple of different times and maybe seen it in chunks.
Yeah, well, I think we made a couple of posts on Facebook that showed it in its natural state. But it's all been disassembled one more time so that it can be all painted and put back up. So it's going to be fabulous.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see it up.
Yeah.
So that's new. We've got the preschool room all freshly painted with a new beautiful curtain that divides that room into two spaces.
And you did a fabulous mural. That looks fun.
It has a new mural back there, and so now we have usage of that space for two different purposes.
I know, and we're looking for a sponsor, so if you would like to be a room sponsor, especially if you are like a barbershop or a hairdressing salon, because we want to call the room the mullet room.
Yeah, business in the front, party in the back.
That's it, because in the back is a preschool room, and it can all be folded out to occupy the entire room, but when preschool is done, it gets folded back in, and the curtain's drawn. And it's business in the front.
It is. It's a beautiful classroom or meeting space. It's really nice. Who knew?
Mullet room.
Mullet.
Only people of a certain era will maybe understand that.
We're the in crowd.
Say, we have lots of other new things. So our food forest in the back, we planted a bunch of apple trees, rhubarb, strawberries, raspberries. And again, maybe you've been seeing some of our Facebook posts, but we've been eating strawberries.
Yes, there's been all kinds of things. I saw an apple got picked off of there. I know I had some squash out of there.
Yeah.
And yes, the bunnies and gophers have had some lovely herbs.
Yes, they have. But nevertheless, it's a fabulous project, and we look forward to a better harvest next year.
Yeah, it's been actually one of our most successful garden years.
Absolutely.
Last year was pretty good, although it got devastated by that hailstorm.
Absolutely.
But this year is probably our very best garden year.
And our little Kinder Babies, the fresh new Kinder Babies, get to eat the garden, and then they will replant it in the spring for our next year's crop of Kinder Kids.
Nice. It's a rotating crop.
That's it. That's it. Hey, we've made a couple of other changes. So when you come in now, the room that the two rooms that are immediately across from the reception desk, one is a meeting room, and the other one is Miss Karen Reinhardt and Miss Karen Jackson's new office.
Yeah. So it's a special needs hub.
Yeah, Miss Karen is doing grade one, grade two, and helping with our special needs stuff.
Yes.
So it's going to be a busy office. Make sure you pop in and say hi. But if you have an appointment, make sure you check in with the reception desk.
Yes. Yeah, and the other room next to it, you may be having some OT appointments in there or some other teacher meetings.
Absolutely. So there's that. And, of course, the new Creation Studio theme. Looking fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah, we got five new themes this year. Yep. So we'll be doing Night of the Ninja.
I know. Japan.
Muppets and Puppets.
Yes.
Yep. Then Muppets and Puppets. Then we do Perusing mm-hmm. Peru. Mm-hmm. I don't know who came up with that one. Anyways.
I blame you.
And then we do Star Stories. And last but not least, we will be sipping some cafe under the Eiffel Tower.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Excellent. I can hardly wait to see it.
Because we can only sip wine after 4 o'clock.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. So those are our fabulous themes that are planned for this year. You can check out everything that we have in our new program guides. So there's one for grades 1 to 6. And that is on the front page of our website. And the new teen guide, it's also hanging right there.
Yep.
So that's phoenixfoundation.ca.
That's right.
Woohoo! I got it right this time.
You did. You did. I was actually a little amazed.
Oh, hey. And in addition to our website being up to date, we also have a new mobile app.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Schoology.
I think this is going to be great this year.
Absolutely. And if you are one of our school-directed students, mm-hmm. you have access to this. And we've literally spent the summer adding all kinds of fabulous things to that program.
Yep.
And it operates a lot like Facebook, so you'll be able to post all kinds of fabulous things. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to download resources, all kinds of fabulous things.
I'll tell you, Mr. Mike is so excited about this. He is so thrilled with this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is good.
So we're going to take you under our wing for a moment, though, and address a couple of other new things mm-hmm. that sort of fall more under the educational programming and your understanding of how things work.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jill, I understand that the new deputy minister made a couple of changes.
Well, yes and no.
Yeah, it's kind of because, for example, if you're talking about home education,
mm-hmm.
the province will tell you that there's no new rules.
No, they're just enforcing the old rules.
Right. That they apparently haven't enforced for 20 years, but okay.
But now's the time.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
So a couple of changes for any of you who are home education. Please remember the 3-step check. So you are entitled to half of the grant, which this year is $836. And if you are going to seek reimbursement for things, the reimbursement has to meet 3 checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
The first is that it has to be on your education plan.
Yep.
And it cannot be just a willy-nilly, we're going to read. No,
yeah.
You have to say what you're going to read, what your outcomes are for that, what you plan to learn from it, and if possible, the actual names of the things you're going to read.
Yep. Yeah, it needs to be planned.
Absolutely. Second thing is you have to have an original receipt.
Yep.
And you guys have always been awesome with that, so not a deal.
Yep.
No big deal there. No change.
Yep.
But the third thing is that if a public school wouldn't supply it, then you, my friends, should not buy it.
So what would be something a public school would not supply?
Well, for example, lots of kids used to participate in 4-H or mm-hmm. in guides or brownies or beavers or scouts.
And we all agree that those are highly educational, but not refundable.
Exactly. Because public school parents pay for those out of their own pocket,
mm-hmm.
you must now pay for them out of your pocket too.
Yep.
Okay.
So it doesn't say that you're not allowed to do them.
Right.
It's just they will not refund it.
Exactly. Okay, so ideally you want to go with things that are workbooks, books, educational supplies that are consumable, and so on.
What about technology?
Right. Well, you're allowed to purchase something once every 3 years to a maximum of $1,000. And that's once per student.
Mm-hmm.
And if for some reason someone spills a cup of coffee on it and you need it the next year, well, you get to go buy one.
Yeah, but not be reimbursed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that is a huge change for families.
Mm-hmm.
So please watch that. And if in doubt, please call us or call Alberta Education and ask. I'd give you their number, but it is on the website. You can look at their website and look for education and absolutely call. Okay, so there's that change. The other change is to school directive.
Yeah.
So as of May 27th, the new education deputy minister sent out an edict that basically said schools are no longer allowed to entice parents using dollars or gift cards or technology or anything like that. So it means that this year's school directive programs, so you still get to draw down on an account amount.
You just don't know what it is.
Yeah. We can't entice you with the dollar value.
No.
But it's similar to last year.
Yeah.
And basically anything that you want to do through the school can go through that account.
Yes.
But we just can no longer reimburse you for anything you might have purchased.
So this is, we're very fortunate being Phoenix families because we have so many in-house things like our own music lessons, our classes and things like that. For some other folks who maybe don't have those, it's going to be more difficult. They're going to be out of pocket.
Right.
And things like that.
Lots of people have been utilizing our backpack program or box program. And, I mean, they've been coming in and we've got resources all over the place.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
We look like a snow globe that exploded.
But people are excited.
They're
out with all kinds of things. We have created a technology rental program.
Mm-hmm.
So we have fabulous little Asus Chromebooks that are available for $99 a year. And you can rent them and return them. And they are fabulous.
Yep.
I love mine.
You know, I'm hearing really good things about it. So I haven't really played with them much yet. I just haven't had time.
There you go. Well, you've been busy. Okay, so let's move on to our next segment, which is Beak Off. Would you like to beak off, Jill?
A little bit, but it's out of love and caring and the fact that I don't want squished children.
Yeah, squished children are really bad.
They're tough to get out of the car grills. You know, it's tough.
Yeah.
We know it's a new year and everybody's excited and they're little so excited to see their old friends and meet new ones and play. But we do need to remember that the front lawn out in front of the building and off to the side of the railroad tracks are not playground areas.
Right.
And if you choose to take your child out onto the grass as the parent and to supervise them,
right.
There you go.
Because we supervise kids while they are in school and in class here.
Yeah.
But if you take them outside or you tell them to go outside, then they are your responsibility to supervise and watch.
You need to either be there as a parent or have coordinated with other parents and that kind of thing. But what we are also very happy to do, again, as long as there's a parent supervising all the children, we are happy to unlock the yard for you from the front gate in case there's classes going on in the founder's room and you can't go through. And so that's what we did today is we herded all the little munchkins into the yard and one very brave daddy went in and supervised them all and they all had a lovely time in a beautiful little spurt of sunshine we had at that time.
Nice.
And there was no risk of squishage.
Yeah, squishage. Is that a new word?
Yes, that's my new word. I think I just came up with it just now.
Or cheeses. I don't know. It feels kind of squishy. Yeah, kind of squishy.
Squishage.
Yeah. Okay.
But so yeah, that's great. And we know everybody wants to have a good time, but yeah, you gotta watch your kids.
Okay. And just one final word on that. Remember again, classes start next week. And so the gym is off limits unless you are registered in a class with an instructor and therefore you are in the gym under their direct supervision.
Yeah. So they can't just go in and play and parents can't just supervise.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so thanks very much for your beak off, Miss Jill. How about we dish out some wing feathers? So we've had quite a few donations over the summer.
Wow, yeah, I'm looking at the list here.
Yeah. Woo,
that's a lot.
Field Law, which we had mentioned before.
Yeah.
Costco has donated some things.
Mm-hmm.
We got some stuff from
the Real Canadian Wholesale Club.
Yeah, absolutely. We've gotten a bunch of seeds donated.
Something here, Colors Bistro.
Yep, they donated a gift certificate for our Color Fest.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Freestone Peaches. I think that's a grocery store, isn't it?
Yeah, it was
Freestone
Produce.
Oh, right,
they
produce.
They looked after our garden festival, so that was fabulous.
Yes.
And then Service Credit Union has donated some money towards our Breakfast Club.
That is going to be really interesting this year. We're already hearing a lot of really good and positive things.
I know. You know, like I went out there about an hour after we opened today, and the little basket that contains all the granola bars, gone. Totally gone. So I think it will be very popular, but there's a toaster and bread and milk, yogurt, all kinds of things that are available there.
And cereal dispensers. Yeah. We do ask you to please keep an eye on your kids because we're finding the little dial on the cereal dispenser a real lure.
Right.
And so parents, you guys need to remember to wipe up behind your kids and tidy up. There is a little fridge there, but that fridge is only for the Breakfast Club for the juice and milk and yogurt. That's not for your guys' lunches.
Right. And remember that Phoenix is not an allergy-free zone. There are nuts galore here. Most of them work
here. Yes. I was going to say, we're running around in steel-toe shoes.
There you go. So remember, please, again, if your students have severe allergies, make sure you come with your EpiPens, and they can either self-administer or you're on site.
Yep. But we do not want anybody going hungry, so our new Breakfast Club is there for the snacking.
Yahoo! Okay, so a couple of things to finish up here. We're going to talk about what's hatching and a couple of upcoming events. Of course, next week, Night of the Ninja.
Yep.
All of that starts.
Yep.
Everything is looking pretty full. So if you haven't got your class registrations in yet, we would recommend that you do.
Yeah, right away. Make your calls.
Okay. Count day is September 30th. So that is our final day for registration. And we are full for home education. We are still accepting a few school-directed students, but otherwise, like I said, school-directed is it.
Yeah.
Okay. And last,
your favorite.
Zombie walkathon.
I really wish you guys could see her every time she does this. It absolutely kills me.
It was sort of like last year, Flying Squirrel.
Yes, that was the one last year. That's right. Oh my God, I cracked up every time.
But speaking of Flying Squirrel, our field trips will be coming out here shortly. So we are in the process of booking all of those. If there's something you'd like, again, please let us know. We will do our very best to try and accommodate that. Mm-hmm. But be sure to turn up for our zombie walkathon on October 29th. Find some sponsors. Everybody that comes with a $50 sponsorship will receive a fabulous t-shirt by Monster Mini Golf and a beautiful t-shirt. And then if they come with $100, they get a t-shirt and a chance to go play Monster Mini Golf.
I know. And I got to say, the graphics for the t-shirts are really cool.
I know. And we're going to zombie over to Global Fest.
Yep.
And then we're going to come back and Miss Ash, our school chef, will have drawn little faces on all the marshmallows. And we're going to roast them over a fire pit.
Weather permitting.
Right.
Yes.
We're Calgarians. We can deal with weather.
Weather permitting.
Okay, I want to roast zombies over a fire. anyways, we're going to have mummy hot dogs as well.
There'll be other snacks as well. Yes.
Yeah.
So it'll be great fun.
It will be great fun. I'm
costumes.
Really, yes. A couple of the kids already have their zombie outfits picked out.
I know. Mine is just simply Tuesday morning.
I was going to say, after all this hard work this summer, I feel a bit like a zombie.
I know. It's always amazing when we come in looking all perky, and I think we just fake it so much.
There you go. Okay, Jill, so it's that time. We're going to wish everybody a very
zombie
kind of week. We hope you get your zombie on, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
We would like to take a moment to encourage you to register with Phoenix for your homeschooling program. Registered students and their families receive a 20% discount off most workshops, camps, and events. Phoenix is a nonprofit organization that operates with grants from Alberta Education and donations from good people like you. Phoenix happily accepts used curriculum, toilet paper, and cash.
Anyway, speaking of interesting events, we are open over the summer, as we previously mentioned, to support your learning journey, but we have a couple of free events. So we have a chili cook-off coming up.
And I gotta say, you know, this is getting to be kind of a bit of a smackdown. The competition has been getting a little feisty the last year.
Well, now we've got master chefs to compete with, too.
I know.
And it's super interesting. We usually get about 15 pots of chili, somewhere in there. And our board puts in some, and
our
staff
neighbors.
Puts in some, and our neighbors, And basically, the gist is you can either put in a pot of chili, or you can come and taste chili, your choice, and vote for which one you like the best. But it does sort of up the game every year.
It does.
It's getting better and better every year. So, you know, competition is making it a better event.
It's a lot of fun. We laugh so much through that event.
And it's super interesting to see the variation. Like, who knew chili could be so diverse?
I know. It really is amazing. The things I've tried and really loved in chili that I didn't know I would.
Sour cream.
Yeah. Mm.
That one blew my mind.
Yeah.
So many contestants use sour cream either as an additive that you can add after, or they put it right in the chili. Never even considered it being in the chili, but it's quite popular.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The other event that is super popular is Ice Cream for Ice Cream.
Yeah,
what's not to like about that one?
Right. And this is the event where we challenge Fiasco Gelato.
Bring it.
That's it. To come up with the best flavors. I got to say, we got to up it this year, though, because last year we made corn ice cream.
I was not a fan of the corn ice cream. Everybody who would taste it would say, yeah, that tastes like corn. Not like, oh, that's delicious as an ice cream. It's like, that tastes like corn.
Yeah, I think we just laid down on the canvas for that beat down.
That was not a...
Well, our blueberry ice cream did okay.
And our mango did well.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
You will not be seeing corn this year, people.
Now, three but new flavors.
2 out of 3 ain't bad reminds me of meatloaf. I don't think you want to go there.
You're not having a meatloaf ice cream.
No.
Okay. Well, I think it's about time that we wrap this puppy up. Mm-hmm. So, Larry, have you got a quote for us?
I certainly do. You won't understand the unabashed power of a community until you're part of one.
Nice.
And of course, here at Phoenix, we're all part of a wonderful community. So if you haven't joined us yet and you're listening in, you want to come down here and check out our community, because seeing is believing.
Nice. Very nice, Larry.
Very nice.
That note, Jill.
Okay.
It's time to wish our listeners a farewell. So
have a sweet summer farewell.
A sweet summer farewell. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, we see you in the summer.
Well, then we can have a sweet hello.
See you in September.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
I thought I was sick.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Ciao.
The opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the Phoenix Foundation, its sponsors, or affiliates.